Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, I'm welcoming you for a wonderful show that's for you and about you. Those who work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money, start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 million years from now, but right now to live that life that you love, doing what you love with whomever you want to. But guys, it's so much more important than that, because as you become prosperous financially, as you become free, you have the ability to bless more lives and help others do the same. You have the ability to be able to create a greater world and a greater life. And that is the ripple effect I am trying to create through you guys today. So thank you so much for tuning in, for binging, for sharing and doing, you know, actually applying these things. It's not just about being a hearer of the word, but it's being a doer as well. So thank you so much for tuning in. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's great stuff on there, including the book, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, that you can find to be able to find more money now to be able to invest and create more passive income today. So check that out. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. The website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home, and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Website's fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. So guys, it's funny. You would think where I talk about financial independence, financial freedom all the time, getting out of the rat race and cash flow and everything else, you would think I had heard of the FIRE method, right? F-I-R-E, as in financially independent, retire early. Believe it or not, I actually never even heard that acronym until 2020. I've been living that acronym for years, but I never heard anybody refer to it as that. And so I had to look into it more, and I actually got into the Facebook group for, you know, I think it's just called FIRE. I can't remember exactly the name of the group, but it's basically based on FIRE. It came from that podcast. And so I thought, cool, I would love to hear other people that are in that journey, or maybe even past that journey. Maybe they're already in that place of being financially independent and they've retired early. What surprised me was the premise that people were going off of was different than what I had experienced, right? In fact, I realized as I started to share and comment in that group, and I've commented on several posts already, I try not to get too absorbed in it because it's a rabbit hole you don't want to deal with, and I don't spend a whole ton of time on social media. But man, there's a lot of myths around this. And so I want to address that as, where is the FIRE method, specifically with where it's become popularized, right? If that's even a word, where is it falling short? Because there's a big gap, because these people are trying to get there, but they're realizing that some things don't always add up. And I realized that my voice, even talking about alternative things like real estate, oh my goodness, whew. Some people get really triggered by saying, hey, I invest in real estate. They're like, oh, don't tell me you invest in real estate. Yeah, I do, which is why I actually qualify to talk about FIRE. So guys, here's what I'm going to talk about, because I know that many of you guys might be falling off the same premise, because financial advisors go off of this premise too. Here's the premise. And this is the premise I used to believe as a financial advisor back in the day. It was this, is that you save and accumulate and compound your money as much as possible, and then you can live off 4%, right? Now, where did that 4% number come from? It came from the good old Monte Carlo simulations, where they would try to look at different market scenarios and everything else to figure out what's the right percentage you can pull out without running out of money, right? So they looked at up markets, down markets, flat markets, whatever it might be, right? And they're looking at all these different simulations, and they said, all right, 4%, that's the magic number. You shouldn't run out of money. Here's the main problem with that. Number one is that this was in the 1970s. Life has changed a little bit since then, right? For one big one is we live longer. That automatically pulls that number down. Now, number two is that interest rates are much, much lower than they were back in the 70s when they ran these simulations. Understand that when they talk about like bond market scenarios and everything else, like when people start putting money in conservative funds pay a lot less today than they did in the 1970s. You know, I remember when thinking that bonds only pay 5-6%, they're horrible. Well, guess what? Bonds now pay like 2%, if that, you know, depending on treasuries or bonds or whatever, right? Some might pay a little bit more, but it depends on how high risk type of stuff they have in that portfolio. So what's happening is we've got people living longer and interest rates lower. This is why, if you've heard me on other episodes saying, when you use mutual funds, which by the way is in this particular group, the main thing that people are trying to do, they're trying to buy Vanguard funds, which I'm just going to tell you, Vanguard funds will not save you. They're not a bad option when you're looking at mutual funds, but mutual funds in general, doesn't matter how you run it, they don't work. Okay. So again, you're trying to live on 4%, right? And it doesn't work because you can't live on 4%. You're really looking at more like 2-3% max. What that means is you've got whatever you want to have as monthly income or annual income, we'll say, you know, whatever you want on annual income, you got to have at least 30 to 50 times that number. So if you want to live on $100,000 a year, you've got to have at least $3 to $5 million today in an account paying those returns. So you've got to get it up to between 3 million. I'm even going to be a little bit safer on that. I'll say $4 to $5 million. There you go. $4 to $5 million is what you got to have in your mutual funds to do that. To say, okay, I think I can live on $100,000 a year today. Now to get the $4 or $5 million is tough. Understand too, that if you want $100,000 in today's dollars, but you're not at $4 or $5 million yet, say that maybe you even got to $1 million and you got to at least quadruple that number. Say it's going to take another 10, 15 plus years. Well, now you got to double that number because inflation, right? And inflation, if you look at real rates of inflation, I'm being conservative here, about every 10 to 15 years, it doubles. So let's just say it does take you 10 to 15 years to get to that number, trying to get to $4 or $5 million. Well, guess what? Well, inflation just doubled on you. So now you got to double that number to get there, right? And then maybe you spend the next 5 years or so getting there. And then that number keeps going up. And then next thing you know, by the time you might catch up, you got to get up to like $10, $12 million before you can finally say, now I can live on $100,000 a year lifestyle. That's the problem. And that's a short-term time frame. If you've got 30, 40 years, you better start planning to save. If you want even a halfway decent middle-class lifestyle, you better hit that target number to be at least $10 to $15 million. If you're 25, 30 years old today, you better try to plan to save $10 to $15 million bucks. Now, there are some ways that, of course, you can make that lower. You live a dirt cheap lifestyle. You go live in a cheap place, live in the backwoods, or whatever you need to do, right? You can lower your expenses. You can lower your target. And yes, that can get you there. I would just question, are you sure that's the number you want to go for? Because I'm just telling you from experience that I never thought that today, even in my life, and now granted, we don't have like this super, you know, like we don't have a super glamorous life. Even though we have a free life, it's not super glamorous, but we're also not super cheap either, right? But we would still need about $15,000 a month in our case, just to break even. Now we got 8 kids. You know, that's a big part of it. But even then, like that's us not spending a whole lot. That's us not having really a whole lot of debt other than like mortgages, right? And a few car loans in which we just leverage because it's dirt cheap interest and we can invest that money and make more money elsewhere. Other than that, we're debt free. So understand that when you're trying to use these numbers, it's going to throw you off. So people that I see, they're saying, I'm just trying to get to this number because I can live on 4%. Problem is you got a moving target because of inflation. It's really like a Dalmatian chasing a fire truck. It's just chasing after it, barking at it. And that's what you do. You're in the rat race. You're constantly chasing after this number, but you never quite get there. You can't really do it well. So the two main problems I see are this is one, that 4% rule is broken. Do not use the 4% rule if you're trying to predict what you need. Understand what the cash flow is you need. Because if you're trying to go off mutual funds, that's the second problem is mutual funds. You know, 4% rule and mutual funds do not mix well together. They don't get you there. You'd have to go more with a 2% 5% rule with mutual funds to be safe. And again, you got to factor in for inflation, right? Guys, this is tough. To have 50 times the amount of money you want to pull out per year is not an easy target to hit. Now, you could do on less, but you're now risking losing that money or risking not having enough, outliving your money. That is definitely a very real possibility. So now you're probably gonna be like, what the heck is the answer? Well, this is part one. I want to identify the scenario to help you understand that these numbers don't work. I welcome you to use a calculator. Use a future value calculator. I just go to calculator.net. I use an interest calculator and figure it out. You know, figure out what you need. You could put in inflation numbers. By the way, I would put in inflation numbers. When you're putting that, those numbers in, put in 5%. Put in something like that for inflation. Just to, I mean, really 5% means you only double every 14 years. You have to double that lifestyle. That's a pretty conservative number, in my opinion, based on real life, you know, but try that. You know, go for a decent number, put in 5%. If you're trying to use mutual funds, you better not put in more than 7% a year, because the truth is that you're not, even with a Vanguard fund, you're not likely to get a real average return. Now, when I say real, I mean an actual yield, right? Because average returns and actual returns are not the same thing. Remember that if you lose 50% on a mutual fund, but then the next year you gain 100%, even though you went right back to zero because you lost half and then doubled it, so you're back to where you started, minus the fees that came out, you'll average a 25% rate of return, because minus 50 plus 100 gives you 50 divided by 2 years is 25% a year. This is why averages look awesome in comparison to the reality. This is why people say, hey, the market's average, you know, I remember, especially up until the last few years, people have kind of ignored it now. But around 2016, 17, 18, people would say, it says my funds average 5, 10% a year, but my money's the same as it was back then. It's because average and actual aren't the same. When you have a negative number, it throws off the actual and the average numbers to be separate. The actual yield of the stock market has been between about 7 to 8% or so, depending on the day, especially over long term. If you're looking like 25, 30 years, you're looking closer to more like about 7 to 8% return before taxes, before fees and everything else. So even if you get a Vanguard fund that goes in the S&P 500, maybe even gets 8%, even after you got the fees taken out, you know, maybe you're left with 7.something%. Great. Say it's even 7.75. The problem is that number, you start putting that in with the 5% inflation, you'll find out it's going to be a lot harder to live off that if you're trying to live on the 2% rule. So, or even 3% rule, even if we give it to you, it's going to be really hard. And you're going to realize you probably can't save enough to hit that number. So I'm going to talk about how to apply the FIRE method using what strategies I talk about with my clients in this next episode. But I want you to understand that it's virtually impossible to retire free on mutual funds, and especially when 4% rule is obsolete, it's off the table, it doesn't work anymore. That's so 20 years ago, guys, that does not work anymore. That's old information that people are using. It's not good. Guys, there is answers and there is hope. But you got to know where to look and how to look. So that's what we'll see in the next episode. So stay tuned, because next week you're going to find out the answer. So we'll see you then, guys. Make it a wonderful week. We'll see you.
Hey! Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.